Hello, Everett.
Hey, sir. This is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department. How you doing this Friday?
Not too bad. How you doing?
I'm doing great, sir. Really glad it's Friday. Ready for my weekend, you know?
Yeah, you and me both. Huh?
That's right, brother. So give me a second. Let me pull it up. Are you already familiar with Google Guarantee? Do you know how it works?
Not 100%. I just know I've seen it a couple of times on a couple of businesses, and it looks
amazing.
It stands out, actually.
No, for sure. So let me explain it. What Google Guaranteed is, okay, is it's the pay-per-lead service directly through Google. The benefit of these leads, though, okay, is they're only sent to you. So you don't share the lead with other companies.
Yeah.
And it comes through via phone call. All right. Now, the kicker on it, and this is really why it's so popular, if you do not set an appointment with the lead, okay, or if they do not inquire about price, Google does still consider that a qualified lead. But if they don't do either of those two things, you are not charged for the lead automatically. It's nothing you have to do on your end. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And I always like to expand on that, too. The way Google does that is every company that shows in the Google Guaranteed section, it's not their phone number. It's a Google rotating number recorded by Google bots. So like an AI, which automatically picks up if it's qualified or unqualified. Okay. Now, there's a couple requirements to qualify for the Google Guaranteed program. That's what I'm trying to pull up right now to check your vertical. But let me ask you, is the company currently licensed and insured?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, so you'll be good then. And also, any face-to-face employees, in other words, if you have a big crew of guys, but you're the main person talking to the clients, it would just be you. But any face-to-face employees would have to go through a background check. Would that be fine?
I would be doing all the talking, but if it helps, I would put maybe two of the guys on there.
Okay, perfect.
If it looks better. If not, it'll just be me.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how many are on it. So if you want it to be a little smoother and just get it completed faster, I recommend just put zero field workers on there and just run your own. And then after we get you approved, we can add to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, let's just go with that. I do all the talking and everything, but it'll be fun.
Yeah, so you're golden then. So background check's good, you're licensed, and you're insured, so you qualify for the Google Guarantee program. Let me pull up your lead fees, okay? Give me one quick second.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see. So it's actually, so just so you know, Google Guaranteed, it's a newer program. So for windows and doors, it's under the window repair vertical, but it has doors in there too. So it's window installation, window repair, door installation, door repair, board up is on there. Glass installation, skylight repair, and then other. Okay, you don't have to turn all of those on. You just turn the type of leads that you want. Okay, but does that sound like the right vertical for you?
Yeah, could we do, yeah, that's fine. I was thinking if maybe we just narrowed it down to doors.
Okay.
Is that an option?
That is, yeah. So what we would do is we put you in the window repair vertical, but we just turn on door installation and door repair is how it would work.
Yeah. So if somebody looks up window repair, would I still pop up, but just not as Google Guaranteed?
No, you wouldn't pop up because we'd have your leads off for that. So what would happen is you would still show in the Google Guaranteed section if they went to more businesses. But if we only turn on door repair and door installation, they're going to have to type in keywords related to doors in order for you to pop up if those are the only categories you have turned on.
Okay, I guess it's better to leave it all on then.
Yeah, might as well. Just get more leads, yeah. You know. But and remember, like, if it's out of your radius, a service you don't provide, or a solicitation call, you're automatically not charged for those leads. Nothing you have to do on your end. Okay?
Perfect.
All right, so let's pull up the lead fees. I'm doing it from your zip code, but just so you know, another key benefit of Google Guaranteed is it's not just going to target your zip code. You could target literally anywhere you want, as long as you're licensed and insured for those areas. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So let's see.
What is the pros of having just being Google verified versus Google guaranteed?
So Google verified is just going to be for the Google business profile, right? Being Google guaranteed verified, Google is guaranteeing your work. They're telling like that client, like, hey, we back this company. They even offer up to $2,000 of insurance to the client as long as they booked your services through Google guaranteed. So it's way better to be Google guaranteed verified for sure.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. All right. Now let's see. Okay. So for your vertical, the cost per qualified lead, meaning you have to go out there and set an estimate, okay, is $104 per lead.
Okay.
Google does require a minimum budget, okay? This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You could always set a higher budget if you'd like, okay? But the minimum I'm required to tell you about, that's at $1,356.
Okay, and how, so let's say if these leads aren't that fruitful and they're just somebody that's just shopping around for prices, I get that a lot right now with Angie's leads. So I'm spending pretty much the same thing on Angie's, and I wouldn't have a problem switching from that to Google, but I don't want to have the same problem that I have with them.
Yeah, so you shouldn't, because here's the thing with Angie's, they send the lead to multiple companies and you're charged regardless. You can dispute leads, but you have to do that on your own. With Google guaranteed, you don't share the lead with other companies. They're picking you and they're calling you directly, and it's on an automatic dispute system. What I'd recommend to you, don't quote prices over the phone, set estimates with these clients, okay? And if you want to kind of cover your lead fee, what you can do is you could even do like a service fee on your Google guaranteed. That way they see that there's like a service call fee, and it'll kind of knock out like the serious buyers from the looky lose, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, and it could be any, you know, $25, $50, whatever you think. I have clients that do different numbers, you know. But when they see that on your Google guaranteed profile, if they're not okay with paying that service fee, they're just not going to call. You know what I'm saying? So, but if they did call and you don't set an appointment with them, again, you're not charged for that lead automatically.
All right, let me ask you another question. Because I think I'm already doing Google ads. How would Google
way better.
Ads...
Google guaranteed way better. You're going to want to stop doing the ads and allocate your ad spend towards Google guaranteed. Because with Google ads, okay, what it is it's pay per click. So every time you're clicked on, it takes from your budget. Doesn't mean you set an appointment. With Google guaranteed, you have to set an appointment with that client in order for you to be charged for the lead.
Yeah.
Yeah. So highly recommend you switch your budget over to this. But just to go over that minimum budget too, it does roll over. So let's say, for example, you do the minimum budget requirement for 13 leads. And let's say you get 5 qualified leads and you decide to pause your leads for whatever reason, booked out on vacation, or let's just say you only got 5 qualified leads, right? The following month, you're not charged $1,356. You're only charged for those 5 qualified leads you took on, the 104 times 5.
Okay. That makes it feel a little bit better.
Yeah, Jeff. Now, we don't charge whatever lead budget you set either, Everett, until we finish the Google Guarantee application process. This is where we submit your license, your insurance, run the background check. What we send in writing is that process can take 4 to 8 weeks, but I'm the main person that sets these up here. Usually when you get everything to us ASAP, like day one, it's done in 3 weeks. So it's pretty quick.
Let me ask you another question. Will my license information be easily available? Like, will it be?
No.
If my Google, okay, good.
No. Yeah, so we just submitted to Google Guaranteed for their purposes to verify you on Google. For the client that's actually searching, right, it won't show your license info. What it's going to just show is that you passed the license and insurance check.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. Now, we do charge, there's a one-time application fee. This is to get you Google Guaranteed approved. It's not a renewal fee. So you pay this one time. You never, ever have to pay it again. That is for $250.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Mm. Perfect. So first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to have everything we just went over sent off to you in writing. I have Everett at singletownwindows.com. Is that the best email?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to get an email titled Google Guaranteed. I'm going to reply to that email with your vertical, what your cost per qualified lead is, your minimum budget requirement, and I'm going to copy and paste all the subcategories in your vertical. That way you have them in writing. Okay?
Okay.
Just give me one quick sec. Vertical is just like category too. It's like Google Guaranteed jargon, just so you know.
Let me ask. So with these other lead services, I'm paying for leads that I don't really want or do. So I know window repair is in there, and that's under a large range of scope.
Mm-hmm.
But like broken glass, that's not something that my company really does. We just do full replacement.
Yeah, so what happens, the way Google Guaranteed works, because remember, it's recorded by bots, so like an AI. So if it's not a service that you provide, you're automatically not charged for those leads. It's nothing you have to do on your end. So if they call and they're like, hey, we want you to fix our broken glass, right? You just let them know you don't do that. Google already recognizes it, and they don't charge you automatically.
What if I miss the call?
If you miss the call, you're not charged because you never spoke to the person.
Okay.
All right. So, and you'll know it's a Google Guaranteed lead coming through because it's going to say LSA lead on your phone. So you'll know every time when it's a Google Guaranteed lead. Okay.
Would I have the access to call them right back, let's say a minute later, 5 minutes later?
You do. So it'll say LSA lead and it has their phone number on the tracking system too that you currently have through us. What's going to happen is you're going to have a section under leads. We're going to add one that says paid leads. And that will show you every single lead that came through, and it will say next to it paid or unpaid. That way you know if it was qualified or unqualified too. Okay?
Okay.
Just to double check it. But it's crazy how accurate it is. All right? So I sent you that email. The next step to this, what I'm going to do is I'm going to assign a lead technician to your company. This is the person managing your leads. His name's Ivan. He's amazing. I meet with him daily. What he's going to do is he just wants to meet you. He'll go over how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. You could always start at that minimum budget too, like I mentioned. And very, very important, he's going to be able to check your application, which I'm going to send to you via text message and via email in just 1 second to make sure that it was submitted properly. Okay?
Okay.
Now, before I schedule that with him and have the application sent to you via text and via email, for the one-time application fee, are we going to be using the same card we have on file?
Yeah, it'll be on file, but my next thought was, could mm-hmm. we hold off until Monday? I want to, is this a one-year term, or can I do month-to-month, or how would that work?
Oh, great question. So the one-time application fee, that's one time forever. So you never have to pay that application ever again. With the leads, okay, it's month-to-month, okay, but you can pause your leads at any time. So, like, if you're getting, like, overwhelmed with work or you go on vacation or something, right, you can always pause your leads. But really important, the first step is really getting that application submitted and through. That way you can get approved for this, you know?
All right. Let's just do the application fee right now. I'm pretty sure I'm going to move on with everything, but I just want the weekend to weigh out all the pros and the cons. But if we can, you can do the application fee with the card that's on file. It should be American Express.
Yeah, that's the one we have. And this way too, like let's say once you're approved, right, we don't automatically charge your lead budget. You're going to get a text, email, and phone call verification making sure you're ready to turn your leads on. But this way, by getting the application like taken care of already, at least you're getting approved sooner than later, and you're able to turn your leads on when you're ready. You know what I'm saying? So it's a great idea.
And are you with Google or are you with Local Splash?
I'm with Local Splash. I'm in the Google Guarantee department, though. So this is what I do, like, all day, every day. Yeah.
All right. Even better. I feel better with that stuff.
Yeah. And I'll send you my direct line and extension, too. Like, even though I'm not managing your leads, right, Ivan will be, I'm still really, really active in my account. So you can always text or call me, too. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So give me one quick second here. So that application, it's going to be sent to you via text and via email in 1 second. It's a one-page application, super easy to fill out. So you're going to want to get on that as soon as possible. And like I said, even if you're not sure if you're ready to start the leads 3 weeks from now, still fill it out. That way you have the application done and you're approved sooner than later. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. So give me a 1 sec. Let me get this app sent to you. And I'm also going to send you my direct line and extension too. All right. So here comes the application. Get my direct line to you. So here that comes, and on our email thread that we have right now, what I'm going to do is the same app form I sent you via text, I'm just going to drop that in that email thread, so you have it there as well, okay?
I already opened it through the text message and working on it.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Perfect, perfect. And let's see, let's get your client interview scheduled with Ivan, too.
My LLC formed as Singleton Property Solutions, but I have a DBA as Singleton Windows and Doors. That's what I want to show up. I think that's how my Google profile is as of now.
It is.
But I just want
yeah.
to make sure it's not going to get mixed up.
No, you're good. Since it's the DBA, since it's on the form, you're golden. Like, we can use that same name. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I had a client who he started, just so you know, too, since we started this, like, we have 100% retention rate on our Google Guaranteed accounts. Like, everybody absolutely loves it. But I had a client that he wanted to do this so bad, he went out and got insured and licensed just to do this. And he put the wrong business name, so he had to go and, like, redo it. But it was pretty easy, you know? But you're good. Since it says Singleton Windows and Doors as a DBA on your form, that's how we can list it, too. It's no problem at all.
Perfect.
All right. Now,
so you want 100% retention rate. That's impressive.
It's amazing, man. I have a client in New York, takes on 200 leads a month even. Like, this program has been – it's the best lead program on the market currently. Like, you will love it.
How are y'all able – or how is Google able to get that many qualified leads versus the like other companies?
So he does the entire state of New York, right? So that's why he's able. Now sometimes, like in slower seasons, he didn't hit 200. So what would happen is his remaining budget rolls over, right? But he has a lead budget set each month for 200 leads, you know. So not every single month does he hit the 200, but he is able to, if that makes sense, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I have some clients, they call weekly to change their budget. They'll be like, hey, you know, this week I want 7 leads. This week I want, you know. So really, you can kind of modify it for how you want. But the minimum budget, that comes from Google. They want 13 leads in the bank to be able to do it.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so I'm going to schedule your appointment with Ivan. Give me 1 second. Let me just check his availability. He always likes it next day. That way you have time to fill out the app. I know you're on it right now, but I'm seeing he's booked for today anyways. So what time on Monday works best for you?
What's the latest time you could do it on Monday?
The latest time for him is 6:30.
We could do a little bit earlier. 5:30 should be fine.
Okay, 5:30. All right, so let me put you in for 5:30 on Monday. So you're going to get an email calendar invite. It's going to be titled Local Splash LSA. Remember, get used to that term because that's how your leads will come through on your phone. And it'll say C-I-E-N, which just means client interview English, okay? 1 hour before the appointment, you'll get an email reminder and a text reminder as well, so you'll know it's coming. And the way this works is we call from our 877 number. I'll actually call you first and just introduce you to Ivan. If I'm on the phone during the client interview time, though, he just calls on his own to make sure we don't miss the appointment, okay?
All right,
so let's see. All right, so let me send those invites. All right, so that's scheduled.
I'm filling out that that link that you sent me. What is the business license number?
Business license, like the EIN number? Give me one second. Let me pull it up so I can see what you're looking at.
It's number 9 on that questionnaire, is business license number.
Let me double check. Number 9. What is the business license number? Okay. Business license is not applicable. Please enter NA. Give me one second. Let me pull up the requirements for your area real fast. Mark. Okay. Account selection. Yeah, this is the first time I was actually asked that. So give me one quick second. I just figured it was on the form, you know? But let me find out exactly, okay? One quick sec here. Da-da-da-da. Louisiana. Just bear with me. I've asked our rep to give us like a faster way to do this, but this is just the quickest way. I have to create a test account, and then it'll show me exactly what's needed.
No problem.
There we go. All right, next. All right, select all, I agree, next. Okay, so where you see business license on there, just put NA, non-applicable. Because your vertical in your area doesn't require a specific type of license.
Okay. I already did that. I think I jumped the gun, but yeah.
Oh, you're good. Right. You're good. You did it right. And then the insurance document, it's going to be what you see on there. Like if they give an example, it's called an Accord document. You have that?
I got that one.
Yep. Perfect. perfect. What's your so it requires a minimum policy of 100,000. You have above that, right?
I think it's 1 million.
You have 1 million. Yeah, yeah. Usually their requirement is like way lower than what you guys always have. So yeah, so you're golden. And then let me check the reviews while I'm here. Okay, so it requires a minimum of 3 reviews, which you're already golden. You have 4. But obviously you're going to want to keep boosting those reviews up so you look better on Google Guaranteed, right?
Yeah.
But you already hit the minimum requirement, so you're good there.
Perfect.
All right. Okay, so a few more things I need to tell you. Reviews you're golden on. That was one thing I was getting to. We have the license figured out now. You just put NA on there. The background check. There's 2 entities that Google has to do the background check. One is Pinkerton. If it is Pinkerton, no other information other than what's on the application is required. Okay? If it is Evident, which Ivan will be able to let you know on Monday, okay? If it's Evident, what will happen is they're going to have you scan the front and back of your driver's license. So just have that with you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And it's super easy. So Pinkerton, no other information needed, Evident, scan the front and back of the driver's license. Now, what is it called? If you don't want to put your employees on there, just to kind of speed the process up, right? Or if you do, that's fine. Under field workers, you're going to put 0. Okay? If you are putting additional employees on there, like let's say you're doing the 2 other individuals you were thinking about, you put 2 under field workers. Okay?
All right.
All right. Easy breezy. Any questions for me?
No, I think that's everything right now.
Awesome, awesome. So, yeah, just try to get that application through. It sounds like you'll have it through pretty soon here. And Monday, look out for that call at 5:30 to 6:30. Okay, usually it doesn't take that long at all. Like, we block off an hour, but usually the call is like 20 minutes or so. Okay? All right, perfect. Congratulations again. You're going to love this program, and I will talk to you on Monday, okay?
All right, awesome. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Likewise. Have a good one, sir. Bye.